Kids who walk or bike to school are more focused and less likely to be overweight. Years ago, my girls and I began making a concentrated effort to walk the short distance to school whenever possible. My oldest daughter even said she likes to start and end her school day with a nice walk to get her brain going. The research backs her up on this. Walking or biking to school isn't always a practical option, but when it's safe and sensible, it really does seem to give kids a significant boost, both in their school performance and their overall health. Improved concentration. According to the results of one Danish study, for example, kids who bike or walk to school have better concentration throughout the school day than their peers who drove or used public transportation. The study was part of a mass experiment 2012, a project that evaluated the connection between concentration, diet, and exercise. Researchers looked at nearly 20,000 Danish kids between the ages of 5 and 19 and found that those who cycled or walked to school performed significantly better on school tasks demanding concentration, like solving puzzles, than their peers who were driven to school. What's more, the effects of an enhanced concentration lasted for up to 4 hours after they took a seat at their desks. Niels Eglund of Aarhus University in Denmark, who conducted the research, told MNN in 2013 he was surprised by how beneficial this exercise was for students, even more so than a diet. The results showed that having breakfast and lunch has an impact, but not very much compared to having exercise. Eglund said, as a third grade pupil, if you exercise and bike to school, your ability to concentrate increases to the equivalent of someone half a year further in their studies. Lower risk of being overweight. Other research has also linked walking or biking to school with improved performance at school, as well as even broader health benefits. In a 2019 study from the UK, for example, researchers found that children who regularly walk or bike to school are less likely to be overweight or obese than those who travel by car or public transit. Published in the journal BMC Public Health, the study looked at more than 2,000 primary age school children across London, revealing that walking or biking to school is a strong predictor of obesity levels. As a result, that was consistent across neighbourhood, ethnicities and socioeconomic backgrounds. Rather than using body mass index, BMI, which they describe as a flawed way to measure the health risk associated with obesity, the study's author measured body fat and muscle mass to examine how they correlate with physical activity levels. Our findings suggest that interventions promoting regular participation in sports and particularly active commuting to school could be promising for combating childhood obesity. It's something so easy to implement and it makes such a big difference, said the first author, Landa Bosch, a PhD candidate at the University of Cambridge, in a statement. Uphill both ways. Still, in the US, the national numbers for walking and biking to school are low. Just 13% of US students between age 5 and 14 usually walked or biked to school in 2009. According to Safe Routes to School, compared with 50% in 1969. In a 2016 report from the US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, researchers found that at most schools, 10% or fewer of students walked or biked on an average day. Some students don't have a very walkable or bikeable route to school, although many who do still ride in cars or public transit. In 1969, about 41% of US children between kindergarten and 8th grade lived within 1 mile of school. According to Safe Routes to School, and 89% of them usually walked or biked. In 2009, just 31% of KH students lived within a mile of school, but even within that group, only about one third usually walked or biked. Isn't it ironic? We as parents spend so much time, money and effort shuttling our kids to various extracurricular activities each day to give them exercise for their brains and bodies, when simply helping them walk or bike to school might offer an even greater benefit.